Damn. Well, this is exhausting. What are you grinning at? Really? What are you grinning at? No reason, I just think that if you have such a smug smile on your face, I should be given a reason. Well, I would hope that it is directed at me. But for what, I could not even begin to guess. Only good things, hopefully. Why don't you share? I'd love to know. Well, I know there's no need to stress over all the pieces on this map any longer. The battle is won, and we're on our way to be crowned in Ultan. All is right with the world, and yet I still feel as if I'm not yet done. As if there's more. Even though I know deep down we've earned a peaceful rule. Sorry, I'm rambling, aren't I? I'm sure you have many of the same stresses. As husband and wife, we share this burden. I see. You like it when I am at work. Is that what the smug look was for? Well, at least one of us gets enjoyment out of it. And to be frank, I'm happy that it is you. Tell me, how are you, my love? I cannot imagine all of this has been easy on you. Us tearing through your country, striking down your very own people. Granted, they're trying to take from you what is rightfully yours, but still, I cannot imagine it has been easy on you. You may tell me, my love, if you wish to be sent back, we can turn around right now. Never thought I would hear myself saying such things, but I would let go of all ambitions for you. My father is rolling in his grave right now. No. Good. My heart stopped for a second there. Of course I would have done it, but it would not have been easy. Too right you are, my love. Our ambitions are yet another thing we share. I'm glad you've come to see things the way that I do. You are not the same farm boy you once were. You have become quite kingly. I'm quite jealous, to be honest. In the small amount of years, you have become a completely different person. You take on your duties with a straight face and such strength. And yet somehow you manage to keep this head on your shoulders and always do the right thing. Never for a second sacrificing your own beliefs. I'm envious, really. For so long I was a scared little girl. My father died, I'm sure I still was. I acted constantly out of fear, hurting those around me. You could say it's why I garnered the reputation that I did. Being evil and cold, I didn't take pleasure in those choices, I had no idea what else to do. I'm very glad that you are mine. That I have you now to help me find strength in all matters, my love. Sorry. Rumbling again. How was your dinner? Was lovely venison. I'm quite surprised the men were able to catch it this time of year. Well, we've had dinner. Time for dessert. Don't you think? No, of course not, silly. We haven't any cakes out here. Surely you understand where I'm coming from. It is our duty as king and queen to look ahead towards the future. To our children and our children's children. A dynasty to last forever. A dynasty that cannot be started unless we yes. There you are, my love. Now you understand. All in good time. Why are you just staring, my love? Aren't you going to come to the bed? You're right. It's more of a cot than a bed. But monarchs have been created on worse, I'm sure. It was meant to be a joke, but if it entices you, then I make no complaint. Well, aren't you going to undress me? No. Oh, I see. You wish me to undress myself. And you'd like to watch. You are a very naughty king. But it's all right. I don't mind, my love. And this. What are you doing? We shouldn't have any fun if only one of us is undressed. You'd like me to do you too? You're quite demanding tonight. Though I'm not saying I dislike it. Only that it's different. You'll need to help me a little. Lift your hands above your head, silly. Lie down. It will be easier for me to take the rest off. There we are. Just as God created us. Strange sometimes. You're the only one, perhaps besides mine own mother, to see me in such a way. I don't know, there's just something about it. That all of this, it's only for you. And all of you is only for me. Makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand to think about it. The notion that we perhaps were made for each other. Is that really all it took, my love? I haven't even touched it yet. There's no need to be embarrassed, my love. I'm quite flattered, really. I know it's been some time since we have attempted to create an heir. We've been on the road for quite a while, so I do not blame you for wanting me so. The feeling is indeed mutual. There's no need. For now, I will spoil you. My treat. You need only lie back, my dear. I will take care of your every need. As queen, I have the most power. But you are the only one I will ever serve. That is the way it should be. Is that so? You have a few ideas of how you'd like me to serve you. Well then, my king. I'm all ears. What is it you would like me to do? What task would you have me fulfill? I see. Well, yes, of course. I can place myself right on top of you. Like this. This is what you wanted, my king. Oh, and of course you may feel my breasts. If that is what you wish. They do, after all, belong to you. Nothing, my king. Everything is fine. It is only that... Your touch feels so good. What a lovely combination, don't you think? You, us, not having been together like this for quite some time. And then all of a sudden we... let it out. Our frustrations, our... desire. Do you not wish for me to speak, my king? If that is what you ask of me, I will do it. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad my voice does not bother you. Might I put it inside me, your grace? I yearn for it. Please. No. No, it's fine. No, I must admit, a bit painful. As I've not had it in me for quite some time. Do you wish me to move, your grace? Of my own accord? Is unlike any of our other times together today, your grace. Is it perhaps the courage from the battles won. Oh no. Did you dare slow down? I need that energy if we are to create an heir. You know exactly where to put it. Deep inside. Let us only hope the entire encampment did not hear my screams. Not that they would dare ever mention it. Now you, my love, must get some rest. For I have many things to attend to.